Most of the Hornet sports fans have heard of the Chillicothe Track State Championship teams of 1939 and 1940 with the legendary Joe Shy. However, do you remember the best track season since those Joe Shy years? It was 1973, and the Hornets had a salty track team full of great athletes. Their first outdoor meet was a quad meet that Chillicothe won over Marshall, Trenton, and Brookfield. Chillicothe was in the CMSU relays in the Class L division, finished 4th out of 14 teams, had a gold medal from Randy Singer in the high jump. Hornets won the Class M division of their own relays, 2nd in the Class L division of the William Jewell relays, 4th at St. Joe Central relays. They won the Brookfield relays and the Northwest Missouri State relays. The team did beat Trenton in spite of all but 3 seniors gone due to senior skip day. When districts came around, Chillicothe won those out of 11 teams with 69 3/4 points. Benton second with 45 points. Chillicothe won 7 events in districts. They followed the district title with a conference title in the NCMC meet with 94 points. Moberly second with 71. At the state meet, the 880 relay team of Scott Morch, Chip Van Landingham, Mel Gregg, and David Ginther second in a time of 132.7. Randy Singer third in the high jump at 6 feet 1 inch. Mel Gregg third in the 180-yard relays at 20.5. Steve Cayley fourth in the 120 hurdles and fifth in the 180 hurdles. Competing but not placing, Chip Van Landingham in the 100, Scott Mortz in the 220, the mile relay of Mortz, Ray Keith, David Neal, and Van Landingham, the 2-mile relay of Ray Keith, Rex Early, Gary Cox, and Steve Gastineau, Mark Switzer in the 120 hurdles, David Cassidy in the discus. When the meet ended, Chillicothe scored 13 points, good for 5th place. Camdenton won with 21 points. No Hornets boys track team has finished 5th or better at state since that 1973 team. With KCHI Local Sports, I'm Randy Dean.